Craig is usually a fan of water cooler talk, but it's draft season, and that's all anyone wants to talk about. The Athletic has loads of articles about this year's draft, but Greg doesn't have The Athletic, so now he's filling up his water bottle in the bathroom sink, which, to remind you, is the sink people use after they use the bathroom. Get The Athletic and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
Fan.
Lane we go.
Covenant catch-up time. Fran the Man is on the fam. Hall of Famer Fran Tarkenton, greatest quarterback in the history of Minnesota Vikings football. He joins us now at 10 o'clock into the second hour. Fran, it's Paul Allen, and how was your 80th birthday party in Atlanta? Bob Hagen said it was fantastic.
Paul, it was fantastic, and the reason it was, we had probably 150 to 200 people there, and everybody there touched my life from the time when I was in the sixth grade. I had a sixth grade woman that buried my best friend in college. She was there. Her husband passed on, but everybody that was there had touched my life, and if they weren't there, they did something on the video, which Bud did and some others. And it just was a very personal evening. It was entertaining. And my wife, had a band there. So we danced after the dinner was over, and after we played all the videos, and we had so many of the people that were there, telling their stories. It was a real memorable evening, and it's special for me because it just wasn't a show. It was, me being able to thank the people that have meant so much to me in my life that got me to where I am.
Fran, with that 80th birthday party in Atlanta, like who are some people who showed up and it like actually surprised you?
Well, none surprised because I knew all of them were coming in. But we had Vince Dooley, who, you know, was a legendary coach. I didn't play for Vince, but he was there. And then we had a guy named Tom Johnson, is a name that your people wouldn't know who he was, but he was the president of Turner Broadcasting for years. Before that, the LA Times, the Dallas paper. He was President Johnson's PR guy when he was there, and he was there. And then just tons of people that I had started businesses with over the last 50 years, and they were there. It was just a testimony to the fact that nobody gets to where they want to get by themselves. Teams win, individuals don't. You've got to reach out and have people that are great partners and that you learn from them and they learn from you, and you cannot do it alone. And that's what the whole evening was about, and that's what life was about for me. And that sounds a lot like football, doesn't it? But, well, it's a great lesson in life also.
Let me ask you a question, HOF. You're 80 years of age. How do you stay so energetic and, outside of this pandemic, so active at age 80?
Well, I'm obsessed with going out and making a difference. I'm obsessed with solving problems. I am so involved in so many different ways in this epidemic that we've got going on now, and it's so important that we all gather together. We're getting people coming in from, I don't even hear the word Republican or Democrat or liberal or conservative. It's about America and solving a problem and saving lives and getting this country back on its feet, and the sacrifices that so many people are taking. It's a great role model. Well, me in business, I just got off the phone with a 78-year-old guy that works with me, independent insurance agent in retirement income planning, and he's just doing the most creative, innovative things. They come down to doing things the right way, building great relationships, solving problems. And when you've got that in your life, and it's not about selfish me, but it's about somebody else, your business flourishes. Your football team wins. and you could make a difference in life in so many different ways. And I think that through this tragedy that we're going through, none of us have been through anything like this. We're going to come out the other end a much better country, a much better people, and the changes we're going to make, we're going to be so much more efficient. And I'll just give you one example. You know, in my life coming up, you know, if someone's going to meet with me, I get on a plane and fly 2 hours to New York, 2 hours to Minneapolis, Chicago, wherever, have a meeting, fly back. That day's over. We can now do it with all kind of technology. We can sit in our, I'm in my home doing business for the last 3 weeks. We can do it from anywhere we are and be just as effective and more efficient. And that's what's going to come out of this. This is going to make us a better country. And whenever you get knocked down like this, it tends to make you better and hungrier to do the right thing even more than you have before.
Fran, let me ask you this. Speaking of business ventures, reading up on some things that you do, and you do a lot, you know, in preparation, you know, for our chat today, your business ventures like GoSmallBiz.com and everything else. How are things, man?
They're very good. What we've done for 20 years, we've partnered with a lot of people. Our partners now are ADP. We partner with Apple. We're doing a big project with Google. And what we have done, there are 29 million small business people in America. That's 1 to 50 employees. And it grows by 550,000 new starts every month. And it's the life, but they've been ignored for all that. For 20 years, we've been going out and providing services and all kind of help to help them be more successful. But now with technology and with the partnerships we can have, we can really change their life. We're doing a project with Google. We've been on for 8 months to be able to take all those algorithms that Google has 95% of the search in the world, but not with small businesses because they can't give them the help to get them going in that. We've now gone through a 6 months test with Google and ADP, and we've got the algorithms right, and we're going to be able. We're building an app as we speak, and in September we're going to be able to go out to those 29 million small business America and give them access to the greatest lead generator in the world, Google, and make it work for them as a small business person. That's what keeps me going. It's about helping other people do better.
H-O-F.
H-O-F, Fran Tarkenton, greatest quarterback in Minnesota Vikings history on the 9 to noon radio show. We have Fran for a couple of segments. Second segment, down memory lane we go. We're going to go back through the annals of football time and bring some things up to H-O-F. Now, you live in Georgia. Do you live in Atlanta?
I live in Atlanta, right in the city, inside the Beltline. We're right in the city of Atlanta.
What is life like down Georgia way? Are people mostly or respecting the sacrifice?
Absolutely. You know, I went to my office longer than I should have. I was being macho man, but the last 3 weeks I've been right here in my house, and we go to the grocery store. That's it. We don't go out to eat. We've taken this seriously, which we all should. I don't want to endanger any of my employees, any of my people that I connect with. And we're doing that down here. I'm looking out my door. The weather's beautiful. It's 80 degrees down here. The flowers are blooming down here and all that. But we know out there in that air somewhere, that virus is out there, and we've got to take this very seriously. And I think most of America is doing that, and because of that, we'll be able to beat this sooner rather than later. But this is not an easy chore, is it? I mean, who would have thought? In my 80 years, I've never seen anything that comes close to what we're going through now.
Fran, do you sense in any way things will be up and running by like May? I mean, by faith, I know it's a guess, but you know, I respect your instincts and you're in business and stuff. Like, what do you think?
I think we will have more tools to work with. We already now, it's coming out today, we can do tests now, Abbott Labs, in 5 to 15 minutes. That's a huge thing. We're now getting, we've got so many brilliant, brilliant people from all over the world, especially right here in America and right here in Atlanta at Emory University are working for the vaccine. And we're making tremendous progress there. And I'm in touch with a lot of the doctors that are involved in doing this. So I think we're making great progress. I don't put a time frame on it. I know the president, you know, went with the Easter thing, and that's okay. And now they say maybe by the end of April we'll be able to see some progress. I don't think it's going to be that quick. I think it's going to be a little longer. Mm. We're still fighting this thing, and I think it's just going to take a little longer. And so if we can get something and get a change and tilt this thing the other way by the middle of the summer, I'd be very, very happy. But whatever, we're going to do whatever we have to do. We're America. We go and we take these challenges and we go work together and we solve problems. And that's what we need more of. And it's going to make us better. But I think we're going to go through the summer. And I would say the college season and the pro season start is not a guarantee. I wouldn't be surprised that has to. We might get ready for September start. I don't know, but I don't think it's a sure thing.
Fran, any messages for, say, the discouraged finding it difficult to stay positive right now?
Well, it's, you know, we're going to have people that are going to suffer from depression and so forth and so forth, and that's not going to solve any problems. I think that the more active that you can be in your home, in your support group, do your business from home. We can all do that. We need to all talk to one another. We all try to find a place where we can work. I just think what keeps you out of the doldrums is doing something. If you're just sitting around your house complaining and worrying and this and that, and why didn't we start earlier? And that person's wrong and this person's wrong and they said this and they said that. Then you're going to be depressed. I don't have that in my DNA. You know, my DNA is let's go out, let's talk to each other, let's find ways that we could be more efficient, more helpful to other people, and get rid of this partisanship of whether you're a Democrat or Republican or what race. It doesn't matter. We're all people. We're all Americans, and now we're the world, right? We're pulled together. And so I'm partnering I'm a conservative Republican. Okay, I got just as many liberal friends as I have conservative friends. That's what we are. We're not here to be angry and to hate. We're here to love and to make things work, whichever party we're in.
I'm gonna call you back in a few minutes. Go down memory lane, okay?
Okay.
A Motivation Monday continues with Fran Tarkenton around the corner. We had Big Ten Commissioner, former Vikings Chief Operating Officer Kevin Warren to kick off Monday. An elongated interview with Kevin Warren that eventually you'll be able to podcast, KFAN.com. Very motivating, very open. And we're going to go down memory lane with HOF Fran Tarkenton around the corner. But first,
a national cash contest, an opportunity just for listening to 9 to Noon and listening to The Fan to win $1,000 and a new keyword every hour, whether it's paying bills, put that money in your pocket. It's going to be your $1,000 to do with whatever you choose. But text this keyword. This hour's keyword is home. Text home to 200-200. Text home to 200-200. Chance to win $1,000. Pay some bills with $1,000. Text home to 200-200. Text message and
The Fan.
Memory lane we go.
H O. F.
Step right up. Hurry before the show.
Hey Fran.
Yeah.
How's the toilet paper supply?
Down here in the sunny south of Atlanta, Georgia, we're doing okay.
What about you're 80 years young, active, energetic. Yep. And the last time I saw you, which was super memorable, it was the night before the Vikings in 2017 beat the Atlanta Falcons at Mercedes-Benz. Case Keenum was the quarterback here, of course, yep. Matt Ryan there. And it was the Saturday night team meeting at the Vikings team hotel on the road. And yeah. I don't normally A, get to go to these team meetings the night before, or B, go to them in the first place. But, you know, Bob Hagen and being friends with Mike Zimmer, Bob was like, Fran speaking at this team meeting, you have to come watch. So I went into the team meeting, and to hear you talk about the Falcons, talk about, you know, the fan base and their love for the Falcons and how badly you wanted the Vikings to win, that was an absolute treat, Fran the Man.
Well, it was for me too, and I've done that a few times since then for Zim, and who I love, Mike Zimmer. I think he's just perfect for our program. He's a great, great coach, great guy. And so he lets me do that from time to time. Either I send a video or either I do it. And that time it was in person. And you know, it's the players are no different from my era. You know, the same. You know, we got each other. We live in this cocoon. We eat three meals a day with each other. We practice with them. We're just about, you know, they're like our blood brothers. And the message from my generation to this generation is no different. It's not about individuality. It's about team, doing our job, whatever we got to do to hold up my end of the bargain. Whether I'm a defender or an offensive guy, a quarterback, a wide receiver, we're all important. I don't buy the whole thing. The quarterback's the most important guy. The quarterback, everybody is important. There's no most important guy. And Brady doesn't win all those championships without Belichick and great coaches and great players that went out and did their job. It's a great thing about a game of football. It's, you know, it's fast, it's furious. It's a lot of strategy involved, and of course the physicality of it. It's the greatest spectator sport in the world. And it just was a joy to play for all the years, 18 pro, 4 in college, 4 in high school. And I still feel the same way when I watch it. I'm playing the game, and I really don't, you know, I love to hate the Falcons. It's just so much fun. I just love to hate the Falcons down here. And us playing them here and beating them here was just great. But, you know, my greatest thrill each weekend is the Vikings win, Georgia Bulldogs win, and the Falcons lose. So that's my mantra.
Hall of Famer Fran Tarkenton, greatest quarterback in Minnesota Vikings history, on a Motivation Monday. Down memory lane we go. Think about this for a second, Fran. Chew on this. Sid Hartman is 100 years of age.
Yeah, it's just, you know, we are so blessed in our franchise. You know, that, you know, on that first time I come to Minneapolis, to get off the plane at Walt Chamberlain Airport, coming down an old DC-3, the steps of there, we didn't have everything inside. And right at the bottom, 1961 in February, there was Sid with his recorder. And, he's been one of my best friends, because he's best friends in the world. For all this time, he's been a joy to be with, and he, you know, he's really never hurt anybody. He's taken the high road of everything. I'm not saying that's what every reporter should do, but he just has been that way all of his life. But to have Sid Hartman there, Jim Klobuchar still around, Bud Grant, 93, now Jerry Burns, Jim Marshall, who's on that first team with me. Mick Tinglehoff was on the second team with me, and Carl Eller was on the third team with me. And to have these guys still with us and still around, it's just a great, great thing. And not many franchises in the NFL of the 32 have that luxury of having your history still with you.
How about this, Fran? You had 5 touchdowns in your first Vikings regular season game. Four passing and 1 rushing. You guys beat the Bears. I mean, Can you still remember that regular season debut in that game?
I remember everything about it because the week before, Van Brocklin, who was a genius, he and I didn't get along, and we don't need to go there, but he was a genius football guy. I mean, he really – so he told me in the week he was going to start me over George Shaw, who they'd given up a number one draft choice to play, and we were going to play the Bears. The Bears had just beat us in an exhibition game 2 weeks before that, you know, about 48-0, and I played in that game and just got hammered. And so he told me he was going to start me, so I went to his house every night. We watched film, and they blitzed a lot, and he gave me the audibles for every blitz. I understood them. He taught them to me. I was receptive to being taught, and I was ready to go. We come to the field on Sunday morning, and he says to me, he said, you know, George Shaw, we gave a number one choice for him. He's a veteran. He was rookie of the year. He was at Baltimore before Johnny and I just got to give the veteran the time. And I kind of understood, but I didn't understand. But it didn't matter how I'm going to play. So we were 28-point underdogs. George Shaw goes out. God bless him. Nothing worked. About the end of the first quarter. Not at the end of the first quarter. I didn't play most of the first quarter. Van Brocklin puts me in, and we're down 6-0 or something like that. And then because of his the preparation I had with him, it was his game plan, not my game plan. Without that, I could never have done it. But every time they got into one of those screwball defenses that they had, a blitz of this and that, I knew exactly the audible. I must have called 80% of my plays audibles, and I completed 17 of 21 passes with 237 yards. 237 back then was like 500 today. For 237, I threw for four and ran for another one, and history was made. And that team, no expansion team had ever won a game before. In their first year. The wow. Cowboys the year before didn't win a game. We beat the Bears, the Monsters of the Midway with George Halas, the founding father of the National Football League. We beat John Unitas and Lenny Moore and Raymond Berry and Gino Marchetti, 27-18, I think it was, in our stadium there, in Old Met Stadium, and we beat them and we beat the L.A. Rams. It was amazing. We only played 12 games. It was an unbelievable start, and I would suggest the best start any franchise has ever had.
Hey, Fran, speaking to the Bears, bear with me for a second. You know, with people watching, probably watching more TV now than maybe they ever have, about 50 years ago, there was a football movie called Brian Song, and it involved Brian Piccolo, James Caan, fantastic was Brian Piccolo, and Billy Dee Williams played the part of Gale Sayers. Now, if people are looking for a really, really touching, true, old-school football movie, it's about 50 years old. It's called Brian's Song. Let me ask you this. What was it like playing during the Brian Piccolo, Gale Sayers, real-life Brian Song days?
Well, Brian Piccolo was a good friend of mine. And he and Gale Sayers became the best of friends. Gale Sayers, if he could have stayed well past 4 or 5 years, he hurt his knee, was as great a running back as the world has ever seen. He was magic, different from Jimmy Brown, but he had speed galore. And Brian was a journeyman player, but a hard-nosed player, didn't have that kind of talent. One month or 3 weeks before he died. He knew he was dying. I was now over in Minnesota. He and I were having dinner together, and he told me, he said, I really have been good to know you all these years and playing against you, and said, but I'm going to check out of here. They give him about three weeks to live. Oof. I think he died in 2 weeks after that dinner we had that night. So I'm that movie, your people should go and find that movie. Because it shows, and that was back in a day when we didn't have the African-American we had maybe 4 or 5 or 6 or 7 African-Americans on a 40-man roster.
Yeah.
And you know, this was all new. And Brian and Gale Sayers were trendsetters. One African-American, one white, and brothers. And they were great role models for not only the National Football League, for the world. And that's a great movie. Your people should go find it somewhere.
Fran Tarkenton, HOF, on the 9 to noon show on a Motivation Monday. And with in the vein of Fran Tarkenton, you know, you've heard us mention twice, old school, best school name, Bob Hagen, mutual friend of ours. In the vein of Bob Hagen.
Time for two more.
What were games versus the Green Bay Packers like in the 60s and 70s?
Well, we came up, you know, we were, again, a new franchise team with cast-offs from everybody. And the Packers were full throttle. They had Lombardi. And they had an all-pro at every position. Bart Starr, quarterback, Paul Hornung, Jim Taylor in the backfield. Defense was great. You couldn't beat them. And so, I don't know, we played them twice a year, and they hammered us. And I think the first time we beat them in 63 or 64, our third or fourth year, we're over in Green Bay. And I do a little scramble towards the end because we needed to get Fred Cox in place to kick a field goal to win the game. And we were down on our end of the field. And I just told my receivers, go down the field 40 yards and find an open spot. I'm going to buy my time. And I ran back and forth and back and forth. And finally, I hit a tight end in Gordy Smith. And he caught the ball on about their 30-yard line, 25-yard line. We called timeout. Fred Cox is the winning field goal. Interesting sidelight to that. After the game, Willie Davis came over and congratulated me, and Willie Davis was a great Hall of Fame defensive end. I said, Willie, where were you today? I didn't see you. and so I had a rookie blocking on him, and I expected Willie Davis to be in my lap all day. He said, well, Lombardi before the game told us, Tarkenton cannot beat you in the pocket. Don't try to sack him. Just keep him in the pocket. And they did. They didn't sack me all day. They kept me in the pocket. But I showed Lombardi I could beat you in the pocket too, buddy.
Last one, and I want to go current. Speaking of quarterbacks and running, and you know, we've chatted many times before, man. I've talked to you about Russell Wilson, Michael Vick, and just all the stereotypical quarterbacks who run and like Russell can throw, like you used to be able to. But with the Minnesota Vikings and Kirk Cousins, what would you like to see him run the ball more?
Well, it took 60 years. I came up and ran the ball. And people thought it was just about running the ball. It wasn't about running the ball. It was buying time for your receivers to get open down the field. And what people didn't understand, I set every passing record. My passing record stayed for 17 years. The longest anybody else has had them is 7 years. I'm not bragging. It's just what it was. It was because I was mobile. And we didn't accept mobile until now. And we see. And to play in today's game, it's faster. They're bigger. You look at all the quarterbacks. Most of them that are going, Brady's not mobile, Brees is not mobile, and Kirk's not mobile right now. But you get all these up-and-coming quarterbacks, they all can throw, and they all are mobile. And I've talked to Kirk Cousins because he can run a 4.940. I ran a 5.40. And I said, Kirk, use your legs. Buy time to get your receivers open. And so he and I have had those conversations. He's such a good player, and he had a wonderful year last year, and he's a wonderful guy. And Kurt, if you're listening to this program, because he's down here in Atlanta, man, I think he's still up there. Go out there and run more. Buy more time. Give your receiver some time to go. Because today, being a pocket quarterback only is almost impossible. He's one of the few that are making it work. But if you're really going to, there's no question where it's going. It's going a dual threat quarterback. You've got to be able to throw for sure, but you've got to be able to run. And that's what you're seeing happening. And a number one draft choice this year will be the kid from LSU, who's going to go to Cincinnati, I'm sure. And he can run and throw. And here's the sleeper of the draft at quarterback. And he won't be drafted in the first round. Jalen Hurst, who played for Alabama for 2 years, played for Oklahoma, won a national championship, played in national championship games. This young man can run and he can throw and he's got his head. Somebody's going to get a steal with Jalen Hurst, mark my word.
Fran the man, that was absolutely my honor. And if you have time, man, I'd like to check in a couple of weeks if you have time, Fran.
Yeah, anytime. I've got a lot of time. I'm sitting in the same chair every day. I'm talking on the phone every day, so call in again.
You're the best. Thank you very much, Fran.
All right, bye.
Fran Tarkenton, greatest quarterback in the history of Minnesota Vikings football, nice enough to join us on a Motivation Monday.
H-O-F.
It's PA.
Remember one thing. Football's entertainment. It's not life or death.
There are more important things in life than football.
Weekdays 9 to noon on The Fan.
When you drive a vehicle so reliable it's backed by a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited warranty, you stop thinking about what you can't do and start doing what you never thought possible. Visit your local Kia dealer today to see what you're capable of in a vehicle that inspires confidence around every corner. Kia. Movement that inspires.
Call 800-333-4KIA for details. Always drive safely. Limited inventory available. Warranties include 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain and 5-year, 60,000-mile basic. Warranties are limited. See retailer for details.